It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew. We're in the 6th chapter. We're going to start reading with the 19th verse and just read down through the 24th verse today and just enjoy that study. So please open your Bibles if you possibly can. If not, just listen carefully. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 is where we're going to start reading. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. That's Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. That's 847-2717 with a 217 prefix. If you'd like to check our website out, we have many studies. The radio programs are posted up there. Sunday messages are posted there. And also our Constitution and the Plan of Salvation is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And then if you'd like to send us an email, at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. So glad that you've joined us today. Let's begin now by reading the Scripture, and then we'll start with prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now after we've read the precious Scripture. Father, just guide and lead us today. It is such a joy to open your precious Word and enjoy it. Guide and lead us each and every day, dear Lord, through your Word. We need to open it every day. We need to lift up your name every day. We need to praise you every day. We need to seek your will every day. Father, please just guide and lead us each day. And today is the day. We have, you know, the Scripture tells us today is the day of salvation. But today is the only day that you've given us. And so let's rejoice. And let's enjoy the day, and let's praise you and give you the honor that you have deserved, and share that precious Word. Father, help us to do that. Guide and lead us now through your Word today. I'm sure that there are many that have not heard this precious gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son Jesus as he died on the cross to save us. Many have not heard that. I just ask, Father, that you will open their hearts up, draw them, bring them today, that they may be born again. So please, dear Lord, bring them to salvation. Save them, dear Lord, and then enjoy that wonderful walk and fellowship with them, with you, Father. So guide and lead us today, please. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin, we need to understand some things here. And we started with the 19th verse, and, you know, it's very clear, lay not up your treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. That's a simple principle. How many purchases have you made in the last 5 years or 10 years or 15 years that still exist in your life? Oh, furniture might, but your appliances, your vehicles, your automobiles, things like that. I'm sure that the painting the house, you need to, if you don't have siding, you'll need to put some new paint on the house, the porch or the deck outside your house. It requires attention constantly. inside. There is always, always something that needs to be done. Things that are outside, they just continue to rust and deteriorate. Things of importance, you have to put in an alarm system. You have to lock the door because people are going to come in and steal what you have. That's the world we live in. Now, we can focus on things of that, or we can focus on things that are important, and that's things that our God wants us to focus upon. We can enjoy those things, but we cannot focus and put our life completely to that. And it continues there. It tells us in verse 20, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, nor where thieves do break through, nor steal." So it's so important. And we talked about that the last time we were together concerning the laying up treasures by using our earthly blessings and earthly possessions in the right way, and not like the young man did that we read in Matthew chapter 19, but where in Matthew 10, and then we read in 1 Timothy, and we took the opportunity to read through some of those verses of Scripture last time. And then we closed with the foundation, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we need to lay in the right foundation. We can lay in wood, hay, or stubble, or we can lay in the precious stones and gold and silver. And then it's all tested, the Scripture tells us, by fire. Now, you can just use your imagination in a very short manner and figure out what's going to happen to the wood, hay, and stubble, and also what happens to the gold, silver, and precious stones. They are purified. The other is consumed. It's eliminated. And so it all boils down to something here in verse 21, and that is, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So where your mind is, where your thinking is, those things are is the problem, because you are consumed by that. And we need to realize and recognize that as the days go by, we need to be seeking the will of God. We need to come first to Him for salvation. And then after we have accepted that free gift of salvation, and it's very simple, Jesus died on the cross to take your sins away. He shed His blood, rose again 3 days later. Please that you will believe that He died for you. Now, you can't do that on your own, but in listening and hearing the Word of God as we're proclaiming it this morning, or maybe where you go to church or you sit down and read your Bible, the Spirit of God draws you. By the reading of your word, the Spirit of God will show you, will expose you, expose me for what we are, just an old, evil, wicked sinner. And then, just as quick, we'll open that door to an invitation, say, "I will take those sins away. I will save you, and I will keep you, and I will give you an eternal home. If you will follow me, I will give you wisdom and understanding. I will give you, fill you with fruit." And as we serve Him and depend upon Him, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Those are the qualities that our God will hand to us as we surrender to Him. And it's a joy to be a child of God. It's a joy to walk each day. But as we start here with this treasure, so now you're born again. Now you've come by faith to Jesus. But you know what? We still live in the world. So we look over and we see this, and we look over and we see this. And all of a sudden, our attention is divided between serving God and praising and serving the world. So how do we take care of that? At verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." We can maybe change that slightly and say the things that are important to you. Do you love coming to church? Do you love fellowshipping with other believers? Now, it's so important that after you're saved, that you seek out a church that proclaims the Word of God. Stay with the King James, the old King James. Don't leave that. That's the first step. So you'll know whether you're, when you walk in the door and they don't use the King James, turn around and walk out. The next is for you to seek the love and the doctrine that is taught. It is, if it's correct, if they love souls, if you have a wonderful fellowship, or if you notice there's about a half dozen cliques going on all the time, this group over here and this group over here, I'd probably go for another, find another church. We're always told that, you know, where my parents go, where my grandparents go, why, that's where I go. And that may be just fine if the gospel is taught, if souls are saved. But do not attend there just because your parents and your grandparents did. Did they bring you to Christ? Did they show you the way of salvation? Did the preacher preach the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and that's the only way? And not only is there salvation, but it's also eternal. Once you come by faith to Jesus, you're always saved. These are things that you need to hear and you need to know and you need to trust in and you need to seek out a Bible-believing, soul-winning church to attend. Now, I'm going to tell you right off that there are not many of them around. But seek one out. Find a church that preaches the truth so you can serve and love the Lord Jesus and enjoy that walk each day. The heart is the seat of all power, of the soul, of affection, of intelligence, of sense, and of will, of thoughts, of feelings. That's where your treasure is. The things you love. Do you love Jesus more than you love the things of the world? Or do the things of the world draw you away? Well, I'm not going to make it to church today because I need to do this. Or I need to work on the house. Or I need to go here. Or I need to do that. Where is your priorities? What is your priorities? Jesus is speaking to individuals here. He's not speaking to a church group. He's speaking one-on-one. And this radio program can serve the same way. These words can come right to you just as if you're the only one listening. I've sat in church services before, and after the preacher got finished preaching, I thought, well, there was no reason for anybody else to be here but me, because he was preaching right at me. And one time that took place, I turned around and shook the hand of the man that was sitting behind me in church, and before I could say it, he said, there was no reason for anybody else to be here but me. So you see, sometimes, even though you think you're the only one that he's singling out almost, it touched his heart in another way, just like it touched my heart in my way, in the way the Lord needed to deal with me. And that's the joy of the Word of God and the power of the Spirit. But the important thing is to decide today, number one, that you'll trust in Jesus, and then number two, what's important to you? What's important to you? You know, yours. Who are you? It is up to us to choose where our treasure is going to be. God saves us. Come by faith to Him. He saves you. He keeps you. But even then, there's decisions that need to be made. And so, where will our hearts be? If we love things more than we love God, and more than we love the things of God, spiritual things, our life will be centered here upon earth, earthly things. Things, as the scripture said, that become moth-eaten, rust, or thieves break in to steal. That's the choice. That's the choice. Or we can surrender to the Lord. You think, boy, I don't like that word. Well, the advantages are so overwhelming to surrender to the Lord Jesus, because you can walk and fellowship, and you will have a contentment, you will have a joy in your heart that you have never experienced before. The Lord begins to hand you wisdom. You may have a lot of knowledge. You may have been to school. You may hold a doctorate degree. And you have so much knowledge in that mind of yours. Let the Lord take that knowledge and turn it into wisdom. Sometimes I think a term for wisdom's common sense, because many times that's what it seems like. And yet the Lord has given that so that we may understand when someone says something to us. Instead of us being upset, we understand. Because the Lord has shown us something that's going on in their life. Or maybe we don't know what's going on, but we know there's a problem. And our heart goes out to them. So you see, there's a joy in walking with the Lord Jesus. There's a peace, there's a contentment that none of the things of this world can give. You can possess all, oh, if I had just enough money, oh, if I just had this car, oh, if I just had this house, or if I just had this boat or this camper, then I'll be fine. Oh, I just need a place to get away so I can rest. I don't need church, I just need to get away on the weekend so I can relax a little bit. If you really want to relax and really want to have peace, trust in Jesus. Walk with Him each day. If we love, and if we serve, and if we're faithful in service to our Lord Jesus, our hearts will be centered on the things in heaven, the things that are important, and the things that will be laid up for us. And once again, that treasure is a little bit different. Because the only reason that I want to do things to serve the Lord so that I'll have something in heaven, not for myself, but so that I can lay it at the feet of my Lord when I get there. Say, Lord, here, this is nothing compared with what you did when you took my sin away. This is nothing what you've done when you have handed me the opportunity to be able to be content and have peace in my heart. Faithfulness. We need to be faithful unto the Lord. You can only be faithful by coming to the Lord Jesus. We need to praise our God. We need to wake up in the morning thanking Him for the beautiful day. And oh yes, the older I get, the more aches and pains that I have. And yet I still always want to praise Him. And I hope that never ends, to praise Him and to serve Him, to tell people about the Lord Jesus. This radio ministry is such a blessing the Lord has given us. And I just ask that He continue to allow us to proclaim God's precious word over the airways. We need to be good stewards with what He's given us in what we use His monies that He's given us. It's all His. He owns everything. You don't own anything. He said, boy, I've just bought this. I own this. No, you don't. God's a creator. God allowed all this. So there's nothing here that's actually yours. You're just borrowing it, renting it, so to speak. One of these days, the lease is going to be up, and it'll go off to somebody else, and your life will be over, and you're going to wake up either in heaven or in the fires and the torment of hell, one or the other. Say, I don't believe that. That's fine. That's your choice and your decision, but I guarantee you it's going to happen. It may happen today, it may happen tomorrow, it may happen 50 years from now. I don't know. But when it does, when you leave this earth, and you've got to admit that death is certain, you look around, folks that you know, some younger, some older, have already died. You will die. I will die. Where will you spend eternity? So let's use the talents, be good stewards of what God has given us, and let's work. Let's be busy about the work of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 7 is some good verses of Scripture to read. I'm going to read them for you. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and fadeth not away, reserved in heaven, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. What beautiful verses of Scripture. We've enjoyed a study of the book of Revelation, going through the churches, seven churches. The church, first church is a church of Ephesus. The Lord had some praise for them, but he also had a criticism. And that criticism is that you have lost your first love. Lost your first love. Verse 4 of chapter 2 of Revelation. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. And what that means is they used to focus their eyes on Jesus. They used to love him with all their heart. And now they're starting to leave that, starting to find other things to do and to say. And they begin to have a love for the things of the world, and they have turned their eyes away from Jesus. These folks that he's speaking to here are born-again believers. They're saved. They're not just regular people. They're born again. They have come by faith to Jesus. They've trusted him. And you say, well, how can that be? It's because we have a choice. God does not demand us. He does not force us to serve him. He opens the door. He gives us all the opportunities. He gives us the strength and the power to do it. But we need to turn to him and serve him to receive this. It's wonderful. Yield to him. And that's something that doesn't come too natural to most of us. We need to yield to him. As we look at that 21st verse, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I hope that you have a little better understanding, maybe, of what that means. And you turn your eyes to Jesus. I love that hymn. Verse 21, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. The light, or you may use that word and say lamp. The eye is the lamp of the body. It is the part of the body that sees. You think, well, that's a dumb thing to say or a simple thing to say. Well, it's very important that you understand that. Because your eyes, as they are divided, you're going to be in trouble. It is the part of the body which gives the body light, the eye. If the eye be single, middle of verse 22, if therefore thine eye be single, the light of the body is the eye. Scripture tells us very clear. Understand that. We know that. If therefore thine eye be single, this represents the eye as giving one image of an object, not two. And when you have trouble with your eyes, you may have double vision. When you have double vision, you may be attempting to look at the same thing, but you're not seeing it clearly. And it brings only one thing, and that's confusion. That's what happens in this world and this life. When our eye is not single, in other words, our eye is on the Lord Jesus. We cannot be looking at two things at the same time. Again, seeing double confuses. Sometimes we see something dimly. We can't see it clearly. And when that happens, once again, we're not positive of what to do. We're not positive where we're going. We're confused. We're confused. Once again, I'm going to read verse 21 and 22. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You see the importance of your treasure. See the importance of where you're looking, because you need to look to Jesus in Him alone. Oh, we love and enjoy the things of this world and use them and appreciate them. God has given them to us. But when they become more important to you, more important than the very joy that God gives you, the pleasure that He has given you because He has saved you, and you begin to take the things that He has allowed to be made and turn them into gods that you love more than Him, because that's what we do. We get this double vision. And it begins to confuse us. It begins to make us not think so clearly. And we begin to look to the right and to the left instead of straight ahead at our Lord. And we begin to veer a little bit. What happens when you're driving down the road and your vision becomes obstructed, your vision becomes blurry? You don't know whether to go to the right or go to the left. And it becomes dangerous because of oncoming traffic. Becomes dangerous to you. We need to focus. We need to look right down that road at Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?